It's Wednesday, June 23rd, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Earlier this month, Christians in the southern Asian country of Bangladesh participated in an annual protest against the country's 1988 constitutional amendment that made Islam the official religion of the country. Christians make up about 1% of the Muslim-majority nation at 1.6 million. The church is growing there. However, Christians who do not keep their worship services secret face persecution. Police often turn a blind eye to attacks on Christians by Muslim radicals. Please, pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Bangladesh. Spain's highest court withdrew a fine of about $7,000 imposed on a UK-based Christian TV channel. Spain's National Commission of Markets and Competition sanctioned Revelation TV back in 2018 for opposing sexually perverted lifestyles. The High Court ruled Revelation TV did not incite hatred against homosexuals and acted according to their freedom of speech. Last Friday, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops voted 168-55 in favor of drafting, quote, a formal statement on the meaning of the Eucharist in the life of the Church, end quote. The final document could include provisions for excluding politicians from communion who support abortion and sexually perverted lifestyles. Many in the Roman Catholic Church support excluding President Joe Biden from communion. A new poll by Catholic Vote found that 74% of mass-attending Catholics believe that officials who oppose church teaching should not present themselves for communion. A new Barna study found that practicing Christians are much more likely to be satisfied with their marriage than any other demographic. 93% of practicing Christians report they're satisfied with their marriage, compared with 88% of non-practicing Christians, 81% of the general population, and 75% of non-Christians. Practicing Christians were also the most likely to report being very satisfied with their marriage at 73%, compared with 59% of the general population, 54% of non-practicing Christians, and 54% of non-Christians. The Wisconsin Assembly passed two bills last week to keep men pretending to be women from competing in female sports. The legislation applies to public schools and higher education institutions. The bills bar men from participating on women's sports teams and also require schools to identify people's gender based on biological sex and not, quote, gender identity, end quote. Students who suffer harm from violations of the legislation can sue for damages. Tell Democrat Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers to sign these excellent bills into law by calling 608-266-1212. That's 608-266-1212. About a dozen other states have passed similar bills. The murder rate in the U.S. rose from 5 murders per 100,000 people in 2019 to about 6.2 per 100,000 in 2020. The increase in violent crime continues into 2021 as major cities are experiencing crime spikes. The New York Times reports that 37 cities in the U.S. saw an 18% increase in homicides during the first 3 months of 2021 compared with 2020. The crime increase comes during a time when some cities are defunding their own police over the last year. Psalm 12, verse 8 says, "The wicked prowl on every side, when vileness is exalted among the sons of men." Over the weekend, new daily COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. fell below 300 for the first time since March 2020. About 45% of the U.S. population has been fully vaccinated, according to the CDC. And new daily COVID-19 cases are down to around 10,000. Richard Scott Hutchinson celebrated his first birthday earlier this month, setting a new world record. He was the most premature baby to survive. Richard was born at 21 weeks and 2 days of pregnancy at Children's Minnesota Hospital. He only weighed 11.9 ounces and was 4 months premature. The neonatology team at the hospital gave Richard a 0% chance of survival. But God had different plans. Dr. Stacy Kern told the officials with the Guinness World Records office, quote, "The day Richard was discharged from the neonatal intensive care unit was such a special day. I remember picking him up out of his crib and just holding him with tears in my eyes. I could not believe this was the same little boy that once fit in the palm of my hand. I could not help but squeeze him and tell him how proud I was of him." End quote. Psalm 139 verses 13 and 14 says, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." To help keep the worldview on the air, we need to raise $65,000 by Friday, July 9th, toward our goal of raising $32,500 by this Friday, June 25th. 14 new Worldview listeners stepped up to the plate. Our thanks to Paula in Clinton, North Carolina, who gave $10, as well as John in Sapporo, Japan, Zach in Albemarle, North Carolina, Charlotte in Castle Rock, Colorado, Valerie in Lymington, Maine, and Henry in Tazewell, Virginia, each of whom gave $50. We're grateful to God for Sherry in West Dallas, Wisconsin, who pledged $10 per month for 12 months for a gift of $120. Curtis in North Augusta, South Carolina, who gave $155. Dan in Ingersoll, Ontario, Canada, who gave $200. And Denise in Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, who gave $300. And we're humbled by the generosity of Hogan in Barre, Massachusetts, who pledged $50 per month for a gift of $600. Joseph in Alexandria, Indiana, who gave $1,000, as well as Dan in Ingersoll, Ontario, Canada, and Philip in Thibodeau, Louisiana, both of whom pledged $100 per month for 12 months for a gift of $1,200 each. Those 14 donors gave $5,035. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $26,848. In order to hit the $32,500 goal by this Friday, June 25th, we need to raise $8,652. That means I need to find 14 Worldview listeners who will pledge $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300. And remember, the next 9 listeners who pledge $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600 will be matched dollar for dollar by a generous couple in Minnesota. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount you'd like to give, and select the recurring button if that's your wish. What would the Lord have you do? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, June 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at TheWorldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.